This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hackers are sniffing around U.S. infrastructure. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. Microsoft and U.S. intelligence agencies are warning that a hacking group sponsored by the Chinese government has infiltrated critical infrastructure in the U.S. The group is thought to be developing capabilities to disrupt a U.S. response in the event of a crisis in Asia. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Good morning, Nova.
Good morning.
So what do we know so far about what these hackers are doing?
Well, according to Microsoft, which released a few more details than we've gotten from the intelligence agencies, this hacking group dubbed Vault Typhoon is targeting organizations across various sectors, which could all be described as critical infrastructure. That includes communications, utilities, government, among a host of others. Microsoft says it's directly notified targeted organizations, and it thinks the hackers are trying to develop the ability to disrupt communications between the U.S. and Asia during a crisis. The unsaid word there is Taiwan, and China's desire to unify with that island. This hacking effort could be connected, Sabri, to that longer-term effort.
These hackers have apparently been at this for a couple of years. How did they evade detection until now?
Well, they've apparently done a very good job of covering their tracks. They are, for the most part, not relying on malware. They're getting into networks digitally disguised as legitimate users. Microsoft and intelligence agencies say that kind of attack is hard to detect, but they're providing organizations with a blueprint on what to look for to try to root out the hackers and their activities.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It appears that Europe's largest economy has entered a recession. Germany's economy contracted for the second quarter in a row. Its gross domestic product shrank by 0.3% in the first 3 months of this year. Household spending went down. Government spending went down. It is the consequence of inflation and Russia's war on Ukraine. Klaus Vistesen is chief Eurozone economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics.
I think it's significant. I mean, it shows that Germany, as the European economy that was probably most exposed to the energy shock, from Russia's invasion of Ukraine, has now suffered a recession. I think it's, you know, it's probably a relatively mild one compared to expectations early on, especially last year when prices of gas were very high and people were worried a lot about a very, very severe recession. But it's a recession all the same, and we are starting to see it affect the labor market a little bit as well. So I do think it's significant. I mean, it does show that, you know, the European economy has taken a significant knock from the energy price shock.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Voters in Turkey will head to the polls again on Sunday to vote in that country's runoff presidential election.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had a small lead in the first round of voting and may well maintain his nearly 20-year run as leader of Turkey. But he doesn't have a public plan to fix the country's red-hot inflation, and that is a concern for some of Turkey's older voters who are thinking about their retirement savings. In Ankara, Turkey, Victoria Craig explains.
There are some apple slices here.
Gonal Ergin sets up a picnic in the courtyard of her apartment building.
I brought some water.
She's a 72-year-old former English teacher who says retirement with her husband right now is comfortable.
We don't have many difficulties in our daily life.
But inflation here is at 44%. That's down from the official high of 85.5% last fall. Ergin worries about their retirement savings long term.
We are afraid of our future. So we save, try to save money. My children's family and we may live together.
One out of 10 Turks is over 65, but their golden years are increasingly worrisome.
They tend to focus on their daily purchases and emergency savings, but not on their long-term savings.
That's Seda Peksevim, founder of Pension Research and Consulting based in Istanbul.
People sometimes consider taking a second job.
She means ad hoc work, like driving a taxi or other odd jobs.
Also, some people tend to focus on informal employment. They only want to survive in a daily form.
In 2021, the Istanbul Political Research Institute found that 12% of Turks over 65 were still working, in part because pensions are not adequate. Still, President Erdogan changed retirement requirements that then allowed 2 million Turks to retire early. It was one of his moves to gain support ahead of the election. Now, people as young as 45 can retire, like Selami Çalışkan. He says things are a little bit expensive, but believes President Erdogan will do better. He was a metal worker before, and he may need to get another job eventually. But he says he's still optimistic about the Turkish economy. Retired schoolteacher Gonal Ergin is less hopeful.
We have been living with this for 22 years. We can't hope that in the future we will be much better than this.
If President Erdogan wins, he says he will continue to cut interest rates. That unorthodox policy has stoked inflation and eroded many Turks' long-term savings. In Ankara, Turkey, I'm Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sari Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.